When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, this is Phil Town.
And this is Danielle Town.
Welcome to the Invested Podcast. We've made it through another year.
Oh my God, so by exciting. Hook or by crook, am I right?
Yeah. It's been a rough year for me. Woo. Man, I started off by just burning my arm so badly. I went in the hospital for 10 days, right at the end of last year, and then was, you know, healing through the first of this year, and that wrecked me worse than I really realized. It's like I'm getting older, and it's like, dang, you just don't bounce back from heavy duty stuff like that. So it took a while to bounce back, and and then I had a teeth thing happen where I had bone put into my jaw so I could replace teeth with those screwed in teeth. And then that was whole operation thing. I went under surgery 3 times this last year. It's like,
it's too much.
Lord.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So I'm so glad this year is over. And at the same time, I'll be grateful that the year's over, right? For gratefulness and all. And Thanksgiving, it's over Thanksgiving. But I also just think it was a really big learning year. It often happens in my life anyways when things are really turbulent. It's when there's a lot of growth going on, or hopefully there is. You learn a lot of lessons. You learn a lot about yourself. It's humbling. It may not really shine the way you hope you do when the pressure's on, but you learn to be better, I think. And if you pursue that, I've been pretty good about pursuing that my whole life. I keep trying to learn. Would you agree? I mean, you've known me.
Yeah. I think I've said this before. I mean, I think that's one of the biggest, like, parental lessons I've gotten from you is, like, both you and Mom, actually, just to continually be getting better all the time. There's no such thing as, like, I'm set in my ways. This is who I am. It's like, no, you're always learning and changing and trying to make life better and do better and be better. And I've noticed that with some other people, like, they kind of feel like, oh, I'm at a certain age and, like, so this is, like, how things are. And I have never ever felt like that, because I've seen both of you, like, change your lives at whatever age you want. And I think that's incredibly inspiring, but it's mostly incredibly freeing. Like, I just feel like I mean, here I am, like, having unexpectedly been ill for over a year, which just blows me away that this is what's happened to me. Sometimes I'm just like, what? Which I'm sure everybody who gets sick feels like that. And it's something I've actually thought about. I'm like flashing back to walking to the hospital for an appointment and thinking about you guys and how you've just always made me feel like I can do anything at any, like, I'm never behind. I think that's what I'm trying to say. I'm never behind. It's always just like, okay, where are we? Like, let's start from here. It's fine. This is where we are. Let's start. And having, like, lost more than a year of, in many ways, lost more than a year of my life. Because I was going to do a lot of, I had a lot of plans, and I was going to do a lot of things in this time that haven't been done and that I haven't been able to do. And I think the reason I've been able to not get depressed is that attitude, or at least that's part of it.
Yeah, it's a brilliant way to believe and to act. And I think, you know, my 73 years out here, been I think it'd be a pretty amazing life, in large part because of that. And yeah. I think there's something that goes with that. I mean, just here at the end of the year, just thinking things out, is I honestly think having some kind of a practice to transcend or to quiet your thinking and to pull back from the world in some way.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've got friends who do that by long distance swimming and long distance running, friends in both places. And Kobe Bryant famously was doing that on a basketball court in the middle of championship games. He would just transcend and be in the zone and would describe it exactly like a Buddhist monk would describe sitting in a monastery.
Hmm.
Dead silence.
Silent mind, cool. Acting without trying.
And I think that really helps have that view of the life, that it's this constant change. And down at the bottom of it, you have this constant sameness that's there,
mm-hmm.
you know, that you go to in a long distance run or a long distance swim or a meditation or contemplative prayer or being in church or being in a mosque or a synagogue. And, you know, you just...
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
I mean, I felt it in a Hindu temple up in the Himalaya, you know, with a little monk up there and just doing chanting and just deep, deep silence in that place. And it's just, it's a worldwide phenomenon. It's in every religion and it's every spiritual practice and it's in every sport, I think, almost. I mean, you know, just amazing. I was talking with one of my guys that I was racing with a few weeks ago in the cars, and he said, transcending in the car, just dead silence, not doing it. It's all just happening by itself.
Hmm.
It's just amazing. And I just would encourage you guys to think of trying to put a little bit of effort into finding that thing in your life, you know, whatever it is that gets you there. Try different things, see if you can figure it out.
Isn't it amazing how mainstream meditation has gone in the last few years? Like, Headspace is now on Netflix. That just blows me away as a kid who had to explain what meditation was to people all the time. And they thought that I was so weird and we were all so weird. And now it's everywhere.
Yeah.
It's wild.
It's really
like intense to kind of live through that process. And it's great.
Yeah. Your mom and I were sort of, I mean, we certainly weren't pioneers in meditation, but we were certainly pioneers in getting you into it.
Yeah.
And early on, I think I taught you to meditate when you were 5.
Yeah.
You know, that's a long time of doing this. And I think the cumulative effect of constantly touching base with the sort of deep silence is profound. And I think it really kind of is what's pushing that sense that you have that you can take each day and move forward, you know? That, I mean, a long time ago, what, 2,500 years ago, Heraclitus talked about this in Greek philosophy. It's just the idea that you can't step into the same river twice.
Hmm.
Life is not the same. It's moved on wherever you were. And getting caught up in where it was is one of the big, big problems, I think, that keep people pinned down. It's getting caught up where it was. It's no longer there. It's moved on. I always think of it being like in an eddy in the Grand Canyon. You know, I wouldn't be paying attention, and my boat would slide into an eddy. And in the Grand Canyon, these eddies are huge, and they just hold you in there. You have to row so hard to get out. And I've gotten stuck in one for about 2 hours, not being able to get out of it, just exhausted trying to pull the boat out. And it's that kind of getting stuck, right? When the river's moving on by, but you're stuck in this place and you can't go forward. It's a terrible feeling. And I know there's a lot of people that feel that way. A lot of people are looking for answers for, you know, to get more money to break out of these things sometimes. And I'm not sure which is the right order, chicken or the egg, right? Do you get more money to break out, or do you sort of break out inside and then the money comes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I mean, my experience with starting an investing practice was that it's, I still don't know which it is, but it's simultaneous. The universe supports you if you start to lean your mind towards using your money for good, using your money, putting it into good things that you want to support. The universe starts to support that, and it starts to support it in weird ways that are, you know, not necessarily on your vision board, but definitely are things that maybe you want, you discover that you want. But I also just want to add, because you talk so much about meditation, and just for anybody who's feeling like me, I mean, one of the sad things about my my illness, I guess, is that meditating is not very comfortable for my brain anymore. And I hope that it'll come back. It will. I've already seen some changes. But just because I can't do the meditation I've been doing my whole life doesn't mean that I don't have use for that kind of silence. So what I've been doing instead is, and this sounds like nothing, but I swear to you, it is something. I just lie in a dark room. That's it. Like, don't do it. Like, I don't need to sit up. I don't need to have a mantra. It's not, I tried doing mindfulness meditation. Like, that was okay. It wasn't exactly, again, it like wasn't that great for my brain. Because my brain isn't working the way it's supposed to. And so just lying without stimulation has been enough for me and has been incredibly therapeutic and helpful. And so I just want to say that for anybody who's like, oh, I don't want to be doing this, or like, I don't have access to it or whatever. Like, it doesn't have to be fancy and it doesn't have to cost anything. Just lie in the dark room and sort of, I just kind of let my brain try to quiet itself, which doesn't always happen, and that's okay too. So kind of getting comfortable with that has been useful to me.
So we're wrapping up the year here, you guys, and it's sort of, it's been a rough year for each of us, and it may have been a rough year for many of you.
I think it's been a rough year for a lot of people. Yeah.
I do too. This worldwide COVID has killed a lot of people, and their families have suffered through that. It's debilitated many, you know, millions of people. And everyone has been shocked by it, and lives have been changed by it. And I think, you know, next year is going to be coming out of this, and I think it's going to be fabulous. I think it's going to be a fabulous year. I think it's going to be a fabulous year for you, Danielle. I think you're going to, by mid-year or so, you're going to be rocking and rolling. You're on the mend. I can see it.
Definitely on the mend. Definitely going in the right direction. Yep. At an absolute snail's pace, but in the right direction.
It's all right. You're going to get there, which is such a relief for me and your mom. And Melissa, it's just like, oh, we're so glad you're feeling better a little bit at a time, but you're getting there. We can definitely see it.
Yeah, I'm glad.
And so maybe the world's going to be with you right there. It's just getting better a little bit at a time.
So I'd like to thank everybody for being with us through this year and through our ups and downs, and doing our best to get this podcast out in the midst of insanity and time zones and craziness. So thank you to everybody with us, everybody listening, and we wish us all a happy new year.
And now it's time to go play. Yay.
Indeed.
Happy New Year, everybody.
See you on the flip side.
See you next year.
Bye.
Hi, guys. Thanks for listening to Invested. If you enjoyed this episode and you want more information or to listen to additional episodes, visit our website at investedpodcast.com and sign up for my virtual workshop right there. Spots are definitely limited for this event. I'm not kidding. They really are. They sell out very quickly. So everything discussed on this podcast, by the way, is either my opinion or it's Danielle's opinion. And it's really important, it's not to be taken as investing advice, because I am not your financial advisor, nor have I considered your personal situation as your fiduciary. So remember that. You're on your own here. This podcast is for your entertainment and education only, and I really hope you enjoyed it.